JB was like, yo, man. Yo, man. Tell Brad he got it. He got it, man.
Shout out to you more, too, man. You more listens, apparently.
Hugh Moore?
You more.
Hugh?
You more.
You more?
You more. You might, you know you more?
Hugh?
You more.
Hugh more? Light skin Hugh?
Yeah. Hugh more.
With the glasses?
Yeah.
Hugh listens to this?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Where'd you see Hugh?
At the Hollywood Hotel.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
For Kanye and
yeah.
Quincy show?
Yeah. He's just like falling. Was that last week or this week? But I don't know. I was like, I got a podcast. He's like, oh, I heard good things. So I don't know if
he don't listen to this shit. Hugh's from New York. You should know this.
You should know how,
like, oh, Hugh's great.
Love you. I just love the fact, like, but when he was like.
You can't be bothered, though.
Huh?
Hugh is like an old man from New York. He's like, I heard good things. He walks off, kills a couple of dogs.
You hate to see it. And you do the thing that you hate to see.
That's the dog. I step in the shit every 3 days. I had to kill him. That's Hugh. I like Hugh though. Super funny.
I am.
Glad he's doing good.
I love the fact that he picked the name Hugh Moore. I was just like, I don't want people to know my real name. Why do you need to know my name? I was like, that's Hugh hilarious.
What name would you pick if you had an alias for comedy?
Oh, God. You put me on the spot.
I'm sorry.
You
can take your time.
Can I do a phrase?
You can do whatever you want. I know so many aliases at this point. A lot of Reds. Foxes.
What was it, Kevin Hart, Kevin Hart the Bastard?
Was that what he went by at first?
Yeah. Kevin Hart, the bastard. Yes. And then someone told him, don't do that.
Stop it.
I wanted to make a comedy name like Shucky Ducky.
Shucky Ducky Quack Quack.
Be like, I'd be like,
so before it's time. Shucky Ducky Quack Quack. That's so alt. That's like reverse alt. That's so alt. It's super alt.
It's how rappers rap today.
Oh, rappers today. Rappers today make me feel so old. Just like old. A dip a dip a dip a whatever.
Excuse the old man talk. Old man talk.
Me, Quincy, and Pap went to San Diego, and they were just playing like this mumble shit. And, you know, these boys is like, I feel sick. Thermometer. Mercury. Woo! Woo! Mercury. Woo! Chaka. Like, what is this? Thermometer.
Quincy, funny comedian, Quincy Johnson.
Your mama thermometer.
He sent me like a Young Thug meme or something. And I was just like, every time I listen to Young Thug or hear people talk about him, I was like, I think it's a practical joke that everyone's in on, and they're waiting for me to say I like it, and they're going to be like, you stupid.
Yeah. That's how I feel about a lot of this stuff, man.
It's like, this is all a trick, you dummy.
Thermometer. Woo! All these ad-libs. It's like, if y'all cut out the ad-libs and actually write a song, put the blunt down for a second. God damn.
There's, although I did get... I heard about these guys like a year ago, but I just didn't listen to the music. These guys from Griselda Records. It's like these guys from Buffalo.
Okay.
So it's like East Coast, just like Mobb Deep, just I'm gonna murder you. I used to sell drugs. I got shot. I'm a better MC than you. I don't fuck with other rappers. You know, shit I like. That's my bag. That's my bag. I was like, and they're like the 2018 version of that. And then they do like, they check all the boxes, right? So it's like, all right, gangsta shit, check the box, right? I don't fuck with other rappers, but like sometimes fuck with like Busta Rhymes or Jadakiss feature, okay. Check the box, right? Braggadocio, but back it up a little bit, check the box. Then, this is when you like, if you do this, you're like, I love you forever. So on the song, they do like, little outros, like it'll be like a WWF outro, so they have like Macho Man doing like his promo, or what I love is a hardcore beat and you saying like gangsta shit on it, and then the outro is like a civil rights leader's speech, Jesus.
I love that shit. I heard something like that. It was Nas and Raekwon and Farrakhan.
Yeah, it's always Farrakhan.
All right, guys. I'm cool with the young boys. It's just sometimes, like, as an older dude, I just think about all the shit they fucking up on, right? Mm. I'm just like, man, do these kids know their social security number? know? Like, do they really know their number?
Shout out to my high school fling or girlfriend, I guess, for 2 weeks who made me memorize my social
security. Oh, my God. And I was 17. Are you serious, yeah. Bradless?
She was like, do you know your social security number? I was like, oh, yeah, I was filling out a college application or something. I was like, oh, social security number. She's like,
17. Terrible.
She was like, you don't know it? I was like, for what? I was like, and then I just had to memorize it.
Good for her. Good for Twanisha. She's from Miami.
I can't remember her name right
Isha,
now.
Tutaka.
Light-skinned black girl from Louisiana.
Oh, nice.
Who came to Miami like during high school, junior high. Like, she was really cute.
Okay.
Really, really cute. But yeah.
Taught you your social security. Oh, yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah, it's always been women who's like led me on the path of like.
Oh, Tim. Tim said you don't know his. Tim, oh, you guys. Tim.
Tim, learn your social security number.
Gotta get you something so you can learn that.
Don't keep it on you. Don't keep it on you because I've learned the hard way.
Man, keep it on you.
Do not keep your social security on you and do not laminate it. Apparently, if you laminate it, you destroy it.
I don't know why that's a rule.
It's
so stupid.
No one's in the government has ever been to answer the question for me. I was like, why is that a rule? And they just said it's a rule.
It's a lot of dumb things as rules.
But one day when I do become president, that's the first thing. Ooh. I'm going to get into the bottom.
I'm glad you said that. That just made me like, man, Greg, you need to save some more money.
Oh, God.
Bradley's for president? I'm getting out of here immediately.
I'll be a great president.
You'd be a great president of McDonald's. Yeah. Great Jack in the Box president.
I'm going to run this country like I run McDonald's.
Del Taco president. Be the president of Goodwill.
Now that I see the past couple of years, I see who's doing it. It doesn't seem that hard.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I think I could do a good job.
Impeachment.
I
don't like that word. Impeachment.
Well, what word would you choose?
I would just like almost
fuck out of here.
Almost fired. Yeah, fuck out of here. Almost,
you got FOH'd.
You almost got fired, dog. We taking your privileges away. You know what I mean? I just don't. Impeachment just sounds very. Don't fire me with a fruit in the middle of it. You know, you know what I'm saying? In plumbment. In applement. You know what I mean? I don't want to just taking the fire out of it. He got fired, but we can't fire him right now, so we gonna take away some of his duties,
As what, like being president? What duties can you take away?
I think I'm not sure about impeachment. Forgive me.
I think you just get removed from office.
No, because Clinton got impeached, but he was still the president.
Yeah. This is why I get confused. You get impeached in the House, and then
exactly.
The trial, if they. Whatever, 2/3 of the Senate does the thing, then you get removed. You get impeached.
Yeah.
Impeached.
Yeah. So you got to get fully impeached.
I just had an image of like Thomas Jefferson being like, and then you get impeached. Impeached.
Then you got double impeached.
You know what I'm saying?
Marcus, give me my water.
How do you spell impeachment? You know I can't spell.
Marcus bring you a peach.
It's called impeachment.
How you been, man? I ain't seen you in a while.
Good, man.
You look comfortable. You look like you're on a track team.
I feel like I coach a track team. I feel like a dad who's like, just woke up from a nap. He's like, oh, shit, the track team.
I only see you in sweats. Yeah, <it's> just... you turned into Alley Wall.
No, I was looking through Instagram, and I just got into a rabbit hole, like looking at sweat companies.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, I could wear this to a wedding.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Like a nice tailored sweatpants.
What is it called? Athleisure. Athleisure wear. It's like a multi-billion dollar style now. People making much money, especially in L.A., man. I only see people dressed up are in leggings and sweatpants. And
they're like, they're multi-millionaires. And you can't tell. And they want to dress like people are poor.
Yeah, so, I do see a lot of that, too. Yeah. How do you feel about that? People with that bummy clothing?
I feel like, okay, if you're going to do that, you have to be extraordinary at the other thing. You can't just be some, like, I don't know, some billionaire son or like some regular agent, and then you dress with like a scarf with holes in it, and then you just, you know, I want you to be like Tony Stark. You know what I mean? I want you to be like, I want you to be like Elon Musk, and then you'd be like, oh yeah, I don't, my pants don't have zippers. You know what I mean? So like, but if you could tell when it's just for fashion because you're trying to look cool,
yeah,
it's a bunch of that in LA. It's just like,
it is a bunch.
You're trying so hard.
I went to one of my buddies, Kevin Avery. I'll name drop. He hit me up and was like, "Yo, I got an extra ticket to the Hollywood Cemetery. They do like movies and shit."
Yeah.
And I was like, "All right, cool, cool. You know, my girl out of town. I'll go with you." And me, him, two white girls, and we went to go see Blade Runner, right?
The original.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
it was great. But I, you know, so what's cool about that is it's Hollywood, it's L.A., so you get to see a lot of like really pretty people. But the people watching was great. But I did see a lot of people wearing like, oh, why you dressed like a bum? Like, what's up with that shirt with those pants? And like, is this, they look like dirty clowns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With these jackets and I don't know.
I feel like it's a lot of them, they got money, but they're like, I think Kurt Cobain was the hero, so they just want to dress like a grungy, dirty.
Well, but Kurt didn't dress like a clown. Kurt just wore like,
he's poor. And he had to wear those things.
I mean, I don't even think that was like bad. It was grungy, right. You know, flannels and shit. But I mean, these people are like doing it up a little bit. It's like kind of overdone. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, just my take on it.
I like sweats with stains on them. So
sweats are nice. Sweats are comfortable.
I don't remember the last time I wore a suit.
Yeah, you got a suit?
No.
You don't have a suit?
No.
Look at your suit, man. Go downtown.
I don't know why I'm gonna need one. I know I'm gonna need one too because a lot of friends are, you know, I know they're just getting married and
a
lot of people are gonna die soon.
Yeah, dark. Get a black suit or a navy blue suit. I prefer navy. I gotta go get another one soon. I'm getting married, so I gotta get a navy blue.
No,
suit.
No, say that happier.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did that sound, Tim? Did that sound sad?
A little bit. The levels went down.
I'm sorry. I've been working all day, people.
I
love my lady.
That's another shot.
Love my lady. Can't wait. Very excited.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people do that. So
what?
They can flex on people too. They dress like a bum, and then so like some poor waiter could treat them poorly. Like, I'm gonna treat this bum poorly, and then they get into like a fucking Rolls Royce. I'm like, how dare you talk to me this way? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. It's just ridiculous. I'd rather you have, I don't like the car thing now. I get the car thing when you're like 20 or like 17, 18. I get like having like a really souped up car. But I think the most ballerish thing you could do now is like have like
a driver.
No, I mean, a driver is kind of dope. I mean, you know what? If I had a driver in my Honda Civic, like if I had a driver in my like shitty kind of car, I think that's so cool. Yeah. I don't think like expensive cars are cool anymore. I think having like a beat up car that you like just drive forever is dope.
There was a TV show, Daria, on MTV.
Of course I know Daria.
There's
a TV show.
It's for the audience.
Trent. That's my middle name. Trent.
Her boyfriend had like a rusty old Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a Rolls Royce, but you could tell it was like his grandfather's like, oh, that's the, that, yeah, that's my, that'd be my, I don't really give a shit about cars.
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
I really wish LA was like, had this, like the
subway?
The subway, yeah. It would be so dope.
It'd be too cool. Yeah, it'd be crazy. Just think about how many people have herpes? Oh, herpes would be crazy in LA if the subway ran like properly.
Oh God!
If I can get to Santa Monica from Hollywood in like 20 minutes on the train,
there's no reason.
I'd have one testicle. Have one nut.
Yeah, you'll be just touching. Yeah, I don't know. What were we talking about?
Talking about cars.
Oh, yeah. I don't care about, I don't really give a shit about, like.
What do you give a shit about, Bradless? What do you care about? Care about Oprah?
No. Is she alive?
Yeah, Oprah is
okay,
alive.
Okay, good. Don't scare me like that. Don't say Oprah with that tone.
Do you care about Oprah?
I was watching Inglourious Basterds, and there's a scene where she's in a restaurant talking to somebody, and she's like, oh, what do you care about, basically? And he's like, I just like smoking and drinking and eating and reading at restaurants. So I was like, I think that's my, I just really love like...
Smoking, drinking, and eating at restaurants?
No, smoking, drinking. No, what I really love is comedy and stories. I like stories. So if I can like sit in the room and watch stories all day and just think up shit and write all day, I love that. That's my shit. I'm trying to look for other shit to like care almost as much about as I care about like a new idea.
Hold up, but you said you want to smoke and drink and eat at restaurants. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah. Okay. That'd be dope. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, to be dope and then just like think about pontificate. You
just want
to
brunch?
I want to brunch all day.
You want to brunch all day.
I want to brunch all day and write scripts.
Well, that sounds dope.
And that's it. But I do need to throw a hike in there once in a while, you know.
You got it for the calf muscles.
Yeah, for diversity's sake. You know,
for diversity's sake. He's smiling so hard right now. I wish I could see him. I said brunch and he just you know, turned into Tiffany on me. It's like, oh my God, Greg.
No, but that's why I...
Do you brunch? Have you ever brunch?
I think the last time I brunched, I had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, that's not my brunch.
That's usually what happens.
And then the second time, and then I went to my now roommate's birthday.
Hold on real quick.
I guess it's arriving.
Yeah. So okay. Keep it going. Talk to Tim.
Oh, what's up, Tim? I'm going to, you know what, Tim, do I snack too much? Am I a loud snacker? Okay, good. Okay, all right. What does ASMR mean, by the way? Voiceover. The true what? That's what ASMR means? I thought it was like of technical, like voiceover something or other. Yeah, I like learning new things. ASMR. I really thought that was like... I thought it was like a new sexual thing also. Okay. Oh, okay. I do that a lot. Hey, I smack my lips and I eat on this podcast. You know, we give you a lot of entertainment. I hear Greg just talking. Hey, Leah, our second repeat guest.
Yeah,
Brody. Yeah, yeah, Brody.
That's right. That's right.
That we had.
But Leah's our like most.
I remember that. How about that podcast?
Leah's our most like listened to podcast.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
our
crazy,
most.
Though.
Most popular podcast.
I don't know why.
What do you mean you don't know why?
Jeff, like, I have gum in my
mouth.
Oh, no, we were just talking about ASMR and stuff. I thought it was like voiceover something, but apparently it's just like noises you make.
Oh, it's people eating.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And yeah.
I'm a king
and
of
people
that
like,
guess, you guys, like, bring your dinner here. We haven't eaten yet.
We just got.
Let me bring you to this podcast that I'm on.
I brought like a load.
Where can I eat? Where can I find time to eat today? When I'm in front of a mic.
Hilarious.
I brought like some loaded asada fries.
You did. They're pretty good though.
Would you want some?
It's part no.
What?
Lee's like, I'm a professional. I'm not eating on the podcast.
You just have,
like,
yeah,
you just
have a baby. You need your strength.
No,
I'm just
cool.
Saying words.
I didn't just have a baby anymore. It's been
11 weeks.
11 weeks.
That's Jess.
11 weeks.
See?
That's Jess.
Wow, you're keeping track.
I just keep track on Instagram.
She's
so cute.
Yeah. Oh, the last
one. She's like your twin.
She looks like, she does look like me as a baby, for sure.
Yeah.
But she looks like him sometimes, too.
I don't see it.
You don't see it at all?
I'm like, I want to tell Fernando, but that's all Leah.
She makes faces sometimes, and I'm
like,
that's him.
Okay, all right.
But she looks a lot like me right now.
Cheeks.
Yeah.
Tough. You can see it in her.
And she is tough. She's pretty tough. Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Black Stage with Bradless and Greg. Me and Bradless just been talking about bullshit. But we're happy to have Our second repeat guest, as Brad Lazare said, Leah Kajanian, everybody.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you, Leah. Thank you, Leah, for coming back.
Thanks for having me back. I love this podcast.
Oh, we appreciate it. She actually listens too.
I do. I heard the Pallavi.
I refuse to listen to that one. I refuse to listen to that one.
Oh my God. I was so entertained by it.
But I was correct.
You know what's funny? I listened to half of it and it was like right after you came in and I was like, whoa, that got weird. And then I went into work and then I came out and it got so much weirder. And I was like, this does not disappoint ever.
Some of us have bad days.
You came in. Fighting, it was
he
so
did.
Like you came in hot.
I did come in hot,
and you came in like 20 minutes late, which made it even funnier.
Was I late for that one?
That's my favorite
this
episode.
Is so great.
I was late for that one.
Everybody, listen to that episode. Everybody listening to this one. It'll be worth it. I promise.
I'm just waiting for her apology whenever I see her. Whenever I see her, I just wait for her apologies.
Hilarious.
I've been like that before, though, where I could see why you were upset, but like it didn't.
It didn't make sense, but
I could see why.
It was a combination of like.
And
a
you
lot
were
of,
so chill about it the whole time. You're like, now listen.
I get so manic.
Oh, we're so cool now. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Right,
We had a good talking.
I bet. Can I please hear the rest of your night after that?
I could follow you with
a camera right after you left.
Slowly dipping into madness. You know, remember the character Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver?
I've never seen that movie, actually.
It's a good movie.
I need to watch it.
You and
every month or so, So says, like, have you ever seen Taxi Driver? And I say, no. And he said, me neither. And then we don't watch it.
Y'all neither one?
No. And it's on Netflix. There's no excuse for it.
Is it on Netflix?
Are there things that you want to read?
I just breathed so hard and I heard it. I was like, is that how I breathe now?
Tim, is that how she... Was that allowed... Breath, Tim? Hilarious. How are the levels on her breath? Oh, sorry. Okay,
Maybe my headphones are just a little. Yeah.
I'm always like, I'm going to pick a summer or a weekend where I'm going to watch the shit that everyone says you should watch that I never got around to.
What haven't you watched?
The French Connection.
You need to watch The French Connection?
Yeah, I think I do.
Nobody said that to me ever.
No. Hey, you know what? You know what you're missing in your life, Leah?
What?
A little Gene Hackman in the 70s.
Oh, that is Gene Hackman. That's young Gene Hackman.
There's like a bunch of 70s movies I want to watch. And then there's a bunch of books that, you know, they say are important that you got to read. I was like, oh, maybe I should read those.
Have you read The Alchemist?
Yeah, I read that bullshit.
I haven't read that.
It's a good book.
Yeah.
No, I should read that.
I like the book. You said bullshit?
I mean, it was good for what I needed it at the time, but when you go back to it, it's like, all right.
I mean, I
was like, it could have been 50 pages shorter.
Could have. I mean, most books, though, right? Most
books. Send them a letter.
Yeah.
Hey, next time, brevity is the soul of wit.
Yeah. Hey, published novelist.
Hey, New York Times bestseller. How you been, Leah?
I've been good, busy, but not, you know, not. In a way that I want to be busy, I guess. Okay. I mean, I go home and I have a baby and that's great. And I'm always excited to be home with her. But
are you back at work?
Yeah, I'm back at work.
Are they killing you at work?
Yeah, it's too much stuff. And I just realized the other day that I hate my job. Oh my God, they're going to listen to this. They're going to hear this. And they're like,
are they going to listen?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. You said it.
What's the school? What's the institution that you work at?
I work at a school. Good job.
I'll say that.
I was going to even say school. I said institution.
So I'm going to be bald as hell.
Just a whole long beat.
Putting drums of all this.
Yeah. I remember this weekend, I was like, you know, because I'm an Uber driver, that's what I do. Because I realized the reason why I'm not getting a real job is because I really don't want a real boss. I kind of like just like driving around.
Well, that makes total sense. I don't want a boss either, you know? And then I didn't even mean to be in a real job. I just was like in a job and I was like, this will pay the bills. Will I be stand up? And then 7 years later, I have like a real career. And I'm like,
it's been 7 years, huh? Oh, shit. Yeah. I remember when you got that gig.
Yeah. And now I'm a director of communications, and that means I do digital marketing, and I'm like, 18-year-old me would be so upset right now.
You do digital marketing too?
Well, now I do. I don't know what I'm doing.
Mean? That's like posting on Instagram.
Oh my God, it means nothing. Well, that's part of my job. Yeah, I'm a social media person because nobody else did it. So yeah. I just was like, well, I have to do this. But then that's like morphed into part of my job.
Yeah. Do you guys do commercials? You need like commercials?
Yeah, we would.
You looking for work, Greg?
I'm always looking for work.
Why? Do you make commercials?
I mean, we can all make commercials together. That's easy. Make a commercial for your Instagram account for school.
Yeah, I mean, we need everything. Yeah. We need so many things.
We got a commercial gig.
Oh, hell yeah. I got a great commercial about, you know, encompasses these days and times in schools and, you know.
Okay. Well, sight unseen, send it in. Right to my boss. I'll give you her email.
I could play Tracy
I'll
Morgan.
Give yourself.
I could play Tracy Morgan bringing this kid to school.
Can I get 20 seconds of that, please? Okay. Can I get 20 seconds? Okay.
Hey, I'm Tracy Morgan. I'm here to bring my kid to this nice school that I pay a big amount of money for. Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn, but my kid's from Los Angeles.
Okay.
And we're just here to, yeah.
Can you do Tracy Morgan? And the teacher just told you that your son just got a D in English.
Oh, a D? Good job, Tony. Good job.
I didn't know you had this skill.
Only Tracy. Okay. I can only do Tracy Lee.
That's good, though.
That's a good one.
Also, we don't give grades, so.
Oh, you want nice.
We don't give you know what we do? But we don't give Ds, for sure. Like, that's never going to happen.
What if you just don't turn something in? What is that? What grade is that?
Well, they have to turn. I mean, it's just, there's like 13 of them in every class, and they have like, they go to that school for a lot of money. So their parents and their teachers, like all they do all day is work on stuff and turn it in, you know?
ABC?
That's the grade? They'll do that, but I mean, nobody's going to get a D.
They're too rich to get a D?
They're too rich to get a D. That exists.
They're fucking dope.
There's a school, I was driving in the hills, and there's a school in the hills. It's just like, it looks like the X-Men.
Harvard Westlake?
I think so. It's like a what? You can't look inside, but you know it's fucking rich as fuck.
On Laurel Canyon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's overlooking
Harvard Westlake.
All this shit. I'm just like,
Harvard Westlake? God.
Yeah.
How much is that tuition? That just sounds expensive.
Right? Doesn't it?
Harvard Westlake.
Just throw Harvard in there in the front of it.
West? And a lake?
A comedian went there. LA comedian.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Out this rich.
Logan.
Logan Guzman went to that school?
Oh my God, Logan. Oh, you fake poor comedian.
Hey, Logan, sorry. Shout out to Logan. I love you.
Logan. Oh. She's doing so great right now.
She's doing great.
She gives me like Cruel Intentions vibes. That's why, maybe.
Logan's crazy. Oh my God. Logan's wild.
Just say whatever you feel right off the top. Don't hold anything back.
That's tame for him. Cruel Intentions.
That's true. That was the second.
I'm the one that brought it up. I shouldn't have even added her.
Oh no, it's all good.
I don't think she's ashamed of it.
We should have Logan on.
Yeah. You should have Logan on.
We are like, haven't seen each other in so long. It's beautiful.
Me and you, are you and him?
All of us.
I've been nowhere.
How's it feel? You just had a baby. You back at work.
I mean, I'm back at my job. And so my life is like, I feel like it's like, okay, everything in life is
back
a life
track.
Now. And it's back on track. But then now I'm not, I don't have time to do stand up or write.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to figure out how to fit that back in. Mm-hmm. And that's stressing me out, but also it stresses me out that I want to fit that back in so badly because I'm happy, you know?
Yeah.
No, I
hear
you.
You're a whole person, so you need, like, you know, the thing that makes you happy.
Is she a whole person, Brad?
Well,
whole?
She's a whole person.
As opposed to what?
Half a person?
Who's a half a person?
Three fifths? What are you saying, Bradless? What are you saying? Where is this going? You are a whole person, Leah.
Well, thank you.
I'm trying to use therapy words, all right?
I guess it just means it feels like a dumb problem because, you know, people have bigger, way bigger problems than that. Than
true.
Being able to work on their dream, you know?
But you were doing so much stand-up while you were pregnant, too.
I did. Well, I mean, I had nothing else to do. I couldn't drink. I couldn't.
It's hilarious.
Are you drinking?
I had like a glass of wine, but not really, not anything. I mean, if I do, I have to pump and dump, you know.
Pump and dump. Oh, that's a good pump and dump.
That's not even a real thing, really. I don't know. It's complicated, but.
So if you drink and you have to breastfeed, you got to get the booze out.
Well, you got to get rid of it. Yeah. You just can't.
You got to pump and dump that.
Yeah.
That's a great term.
Pump can you do dump. Mushrooms?
No.
I did ask that. I mean, you can, but it's still in your system. Yeah, and then I don't know what that does.
Yeah, I don't
want makes them cooler.
It's all wild and shit.
She becomes like Frank Zappa.
Yeah, I mean, turn it into she doesn't Brandon need her mind expanded any more than it already is every day by looking at, like, a toy, you know?
If she, like, sucked on your, like, breast milk, her first words would be like, Mom, are you whole?
It's like, a whole person.
It's the mushroom.
You a whole person, Mom.
Are you a whole person?
Oh, my God. Will she be a genius?
You been hanging at the Comedy Store?
No.
Jesus. I was going to say a name. Let me not.
Oh, come on. Why hold back now? Say a name, Brad.
He tastes like Brian Redman. I chose that.
No offense to him. I didn't mean you toward him.
He's not listening.
But I mean, ew isn't.
He's a sweaty, disgusting.
Why would I taste like him?
It's
a little guy. It's a little guy.
Maybe he hugged you, and then, you know, whatever.
I mean, tasting like someone is ew. No matter who it is, it's kind of gross.
It is kind of. No, it's not gross, depending what you're tasting. You're ridiculous.
I mean, it's fine, like, if you're talking to the person that you taste like. But telling anyone else that ever is gross, I think. I don't know.
So what have you been watching? Well, you've been chilling a little bit.
I watched everything on Netflix. I haven't watched. Well, I watched so much TV when I was on maternity leave that now I can't even concentrate on it as well. I don't even, like, it's like I have ADHD.
What were you watching when you were on maternity leave?
God, I watched, I watched all of Parks and Rec all over again. So I'd already seen that. But I watched, I watched the worst shows. I saw The Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, and I couldn't stop watching it, and it's so bad.
I don't think I've seen it.
And I got so enraged it was like I was just watching it to piss myself off.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah, but it's just like, it's a bunch of women in LA that are like what women are, but they're not. And Retta's on it, and I don't know. It was just, I think that's why it was recommended to me, because I was watching Parks and Rec.
I think I've seen that on the Cube, but I've never like clicked
it's
on it.
It's so bad, it's infuriating. And the main character is like such an asshole, and like nothing is ever her fault. And she's like, why is this always happening to me? I don't know. And I couldn't stop watching the whole thing.
She's a train wreck.
I watched it all the way to the end. It was terrible. Anyway, I don't recommend that show.
Okay.
I don't know if I recommend any show
I
watch.
You know my show.
Oh, 90 Day Fiancé?
No, that was a one-day thing. That's like, I got to save a whole...
Because he loves 90 Day
No, because one of our guests, Sabot, was in here, and she was like, oh, you got to watch 90 Day.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I did. Yeah.
And then I went through a vortex of... I was like, this could take over my life.
I meant to watch that after you guys were talking about
it's so good.
I didn't
it's
watch
a train
it because I forgot.
It's a good show.
Succession, y'all.
Oh,
I started to watch that and then got bored with it, like I said.
Oh, you got bored with it?
Yeah. What?
I'm telling you, I can't. I think something broke in me I'm like, I can't.
I can see that. What episode did you stop at? Like the first season? You didn't get past the first season?
I think I stopped at like two.
Okay.
You
got to get deep.
You got to keep going.
It's good. Okay. I'm getting Janelle hooked on it now.
It's like.
Okay, I'll try it again.
It's just a waspy white family
Yeah.
Burning down.
Are you on season two?
I get so. Whenever something's like everything's going bad and everyone's shitty, I hate that.
Yeah. This.
But
I mean,
everyone's shitty, but they're funny. It's shitty funny. It's really
yeah,
funny.
It's funny? Okay. Really is funny. It supposed to be funny? I thought it was like a drama.
It's supposed to be funny.
It's a dark
and
comedy.
And I watched it.
But they don't really. I don't think they really start getting to in themselves until like the fourth or fifth episode of the first season.
Okay.
Second season, they are in themselves.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's hilarious. They're cutting. It's like rich people just bullshit, and you just watch them hate each other.
I see rich people every day.
Yeah, you do. But this was like an insight into the rich people.
Oh, okay.
What they're going through and like, you know. Kind of makes you feel like sympathetic for him a little bit, but then I'm like, nah, just a little bit.
But it's not real.
It's not real.
It's not real.
But
I could imagine it happening.
Feels real.
Well, I'll check it out again.
It's a good show.
I just when I watch TV, I want it to be dumb or like light because everything. I don't know. I don't like anti-heroes. I don't. I like. I want like a hero. I want a real hero. Save the day.
Joker's coming out. So
I was upset about that. I was like, oh great, now here we go. Now we're gonna.
Are you gonna see it?
I mean, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
I doubt I'll see it in the theater, but I get a little nervous in
the I'm not watching that in the theater.
I don't blame you.
I'm not watching that in the theater, yeah.
I'm going to go Sunday. Shoot it up. Shoot it up.
Why do I feel Come on. You would scare the shit out of someone trying to shoot up a movie?
Shoot it up.
I thought that's crazy.
I just bite him. I don't even want to fight nobody. I just want to grab him and just bite their neck.
Do you guys have like a...
The shooter's like, you're crazy. Oh my God.
I'm glad I met you, man. This is crazy.
Greg Edwards saved everybody's life. I'm just wiping blood out my mouth.
You have like a bib on for some reason?
Yeah, I bit his throat.
Yeah. Guns and teeth also kill people. Fuck you, NRA.
I'm sorry. Little nuts.
Do they do like a school shooter thing at your school? Like a drill?
Like a drill. Yeah, you have to do that at every school now.
God.
You wanna be the school shooter?
I wanna audition for the school shooter, just for the drill.
I'll just be like, hey guys, I got a friend that wants to be the school shooter.
You know in LA Jesus. There's an audition school shooter.
I'm sorry, even that part is taken by a white man.
White privilege.
We know that.
Once again.
Just Leah coming to work.
And you coming. Are you in for you doing the school shooter thing? Yeah, man. It's my second one, man. Didn't get the first one.
I booked this one. Next one I'm doing is at Harvard Westlake.
Shit. We're gonna get flagged.
I booked that gig.
I'm gonna get flagged.
Nice. What would the rich kids do? It's like, my driver would take care of this. There's no one to take care of this.
They got those Black Panther blankets.
This came in handy.
got it in South Africa.
it's good to be rich.
Where our vacation home is. All right.
Yes, we do lockdown drills. That's what it's called. Lockdown.
I do profile white people now, though. Even more than ever.
You do?
Yeah.
Just white people?
White men.
White men?
A dude, a white dude in his like 40 to 60s that's by himself in a movie theater is
scary.
I cannot stop. Yeah. I'm like, why is he by himself here? Yeah, why is he looking around? What is he getting off the floor? Yeah. And it's so wrong.
It's
to
so
do
wrong.
That to people.
That's so wrong. But yet, so. Fun. It's like I know what it feels like to, you know,
yeah,
be racist and hate Muslims or something right after 9/11.
Is it racist if I do it?
No.
Mm-mm.
But what is it? It's not right to profile people. For
it's not
what
right
they
at
look
all.
Like.
I think it's right. We should.
But if it's right, then it's right. If that's right, then it's then, also right to stop people in airports because they're Muslim.
It's
or
not.
They how would you even know?
Thank God it's not cameras in there.
Oh my God.
It's not right.
It's not right.
It's not right.
It's not right.
But your boy's trying to go home.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I just think my thing with the whole stopping people at the airport is just like, why don't we just make something so everybody goes through the same thing?
Exactly. Right. Like, that's what doesn't make sense. It would take longer.
Yeah,
is that what?
Yeah. Can we make a? I mean, can we? We got
naked.
Netflix.
Let's go naked.
Can we just all go through like that Total Recall machine and we just all see what's going on?
No, but you need tiers because you know now that TSA pre-checked and have the clear thing. So you have
to. Oh, yeah, they do.
People
have
to be better than somebody. Than, you know.
And now they're doing a real ID thing so you can't fly without a real ID.
What is that? Because I heard about is that like, if
it's
like
next
a year.
Year. I panicked that it was this month.
Real
but
ID?
It's not. Yeah, if your license doesn't say real ID by next October, you can't fly. You could use a passport, though, too, if you have a passport. That's cool.
What do you mean? No, everybody's license doesn't say real ID?
No, mine doesn't. It's like a...
What
I don't
is
have
my
a passport
ID now?
Either.
It's so not, my ID
do
not
you have
real...
a passport, though?
Yeah.
Then you're good. What? I don't have a passport.
Real ID.
Oh.
So I have to get like a new ID.
Have you
it's
not
like
traveled
a star
outside the country?
On
really?
The back of it, and it's just...
You traveled?
Once when I was 20.
Okay. Oh, so it expired, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's sad.
Where'd that's you go,
sad.
Leah? Where'd you go?
I went to London and Amsterdam.
Nice. Smoking it up.
Yes, nice. I did. I was in Amsterdam on New Year's, and ooh. I was oh, so Jesus. Ridiculously stoned, obviously, and thought that there was a bomb in the city. I was like running around the streets, just every direction.
There's Muslims everywhere. And then you were like, you're
No, just a bunch of white people. Just a bunch of American tourists, really. Yeah.
Did you go with a crew?
Yeah, I went with a couple of my college friends. You met them, John and Rocky.
Oh, yeah. I love Rocky.
And my friend Joe went with us, too.
I remember John. I don't think I remember John.
He was here for...
Is he little?
Yeah, he's a short guy.
No one cares.
I got to stop saying little.
Why?
Because I call short people little. I don't think that's appropriate.
All right,
is he little?
I didn't know what you meant. I didn't know if you meant like littler than
Greg,
you.
Greg has.
Like, yeah, as most people are.
Greg has that big. I'm not that tall.
Greg has a
well,
big.
You're not tall, but you're like.
I'm big. Is he little?
I don't, I don't like the way you lean in and you shake your head like
that. So rude. Is he little?
You can catch Greg opening up for Brad Williams.
Stop it. I know his opener. Stop it. I'm friends with his opener. Stop
so
it.
I love his opener.
And he's a giant. That's why I'm like, how does
that's
this
hilarious.
Work?
They have to, does he say something?
Yeah.
I'm sure they say something.
Yeah. It's part of the thing when they.
He says that Brad is like, he does like promo for his shows. So he's like, come on, man. Come laugh at the little guy.
Yeah.
Like, really? Like, yeah. Why not? You know?
What would you, like, if you opened it for Brad?
I couldn't.
I know. No, you have a problem.
You're like, nah. I can't do it even.
What's the word for being racist against little people?
I think it's just bigoted, right? Isn't that now we're in bigot?
Extra bigoted.
Wow. That was horrible.
I thought of that.
That was horrible and good at the same time.
Oh, man.
That was so
good.
Bad and good at the same time.
Big bigoted. You old big bigot.
Oh, would you play with the mic stand? Like, or introducing Brad, and I'm just like, you just.
I opened for a guy that was short and asked me to do that, and so I looked like an asshole every time. He asked me to like put the mic way up, and then he'd go up and he'd be like, "Thanks, Leah," and he put it down, and I'd be like, "That's." I wanted to shout it out like he asked me to do that.
Fucking prop comic.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's wrong with prop comic? Okay. I'm sorry, I'm chewing.
That's the thing that you were like, that's way too far. Yeah. Prop comic. That's Brad, this is too far. We finally found it.
That's what I defend. That's the hill I'm going to die. It's a small
that's
hill.
That's the thing that you could call. That's like if somebody said that about you, you would be the most upset. If somebody really believed that you were a prop comic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What kind of props would you have? You have breakout wigs?
No, it would just be like various drugs. This set's going to be called Mescaline.
That's actually kind of funny.
It's going to be an extra 15 minutes.
I would watch that.
Just 15 minute chunks.
Just like, no, you should just have a chalkboard and just spell your name. Both of y'all should.
Right?
You spell your first name, you spell your last name. That's like 10 minutes right there.
Do you remember when that girl was at the workout room and she was like, "What's your name?" And you said Bradless, and she made that crazy girl, she made fun of it for like 20 minutes.
She was like,
and
no,
you were
no.
standing next to Kersia, and then she goes,
so funny.
"What's your name?" And she was like, "Kersia," and then she lost her mind because she's like, "What? Everybody has a crazy name."
She's like, no. What's your real name?
Yeah.
She was wild.
She was like, "Your mom was gonna name you Bradley," but then was like, "I guess Brad." She was like, "Your name's stupid." Like, she was crazy. She's a crazy person.
I haven't heard anyone do a good riff on my name since like third grade. I don't think.
What was really? What was the third grade riff on your name?
Bad. It was probably like Bradless, and it was the first time I ever heard it. I was like, "Oh, that's crazy!" Then like proceed to 20 years of like Brad. Less, right? Like Brad Moore, but Brad Less. And I was like,
oh, I didn't even get it.
I hate you.
I think that's a cool name, though.
Yeah, it's good.
I love my name.
Yeah,
I like
it.
It's a good name.
Last name is like...
2 syllables. Brad Less.
Why did you clapped her that, Brad Less.
Brad Less. 2 syllables. It's a good name.
You do it like you teach an autistic child his
name. Because I did, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Brad Less. Worked with autistic kids. Been talking about it a lot lately.
At your real job now, is it hard to, like, your coworkers, you treat them like autistic kids?
That was not a real job that he had with the autistic kids.
Exactly.
At your real job.
I'm not a whole person. I work with whole kids.
At your half a job with these 3/4 kids.
Those kids were smart.
Yeah.
Those kids were funny. Anytime I sneezed, they would turn to me and be like, Mr. G got Ebola. That's hella funny. Mr. G got Ebola? What are you?
That is good. That's random.
What do I say? Like, nah, man, I ain't got Ebola. Shut up. Spell Ebola.
Stop it. Yeah.
Spell Ebola. Oh, stop, Mr. G.
That's what you said about, that's your comeback, right?
Oh, like, that's my comeback. Spell it. And they couldn't spell anything. It was great.
Do you do that at your, with your coworkers now?
I mean,
you teach them like how to like coffee.
I work with comedians, so I'm like, yeah, it's basically work with autistic
children, yeah. And like almost,
yeah, exactly.
And almost school shooters.
Like, comedians? I don't think comedians got it.
Almost.
Almost.
Like, it's like, it's like, it's like, all right, if it wasn't for comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, if it wasn't for comedy.
Yeah, they need a thing for sure.
Yeah, it's with some of you. Yeah. You guys are crazy. But I love you.
You guys.
I'm totally sane.
Okay, Mr. Zach. What's the
guy's
name?
Yeah, you're the picture of even and
what?
Chill.
I'm very zen. I'm very cool.
Spell it.
F-U-C.
Good comeback. Good comeback, Brad. Less.
All I did was yell at one Indian lady a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
and now I decided.
Why does it matter that she's Indian?
Oh. And remember now, when he said that?
Yes.
This Indian comic.
Oh, yeah. I said that?
You said that.
Wait, did you say from Utah?
Yeah, this is from Utah.
Yeah, this is an Indian comic
but
from
now,
Utah.
I'm not gonna.
I love that you brought this up. This is perfect.
So good. I was like, Jenny told me to listen to it. She was like, listen to this episode. And then it just kept giving and giving. I made
I
social
to
listen to it.
So great.
I was trying to tell you guys, I'm trying to be entertaining. I'm trying to take this podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're being.
Yeah, I'm trying to take this podcast, you know,
great.
To newer heights.
I thought about it, so I was like, man, I should edit this.
Whatever.
No. Oh, God. It was
I decided not to yell at Asian women anymore.
Yeah, good. Jesus.
All right.
Jesus.
Let's see how long that lasts.
Yeah, that's probably not going to last
until someone at the Thai food place gets your order.
It's like, this bebop. Like, you're missing a shrimp.
Jesus Christ.
And this is why we need to build that wall. And then just become
from Asia.
Yeah. We'll just extend the one they have.
Ocean.
They have a great one and we'll just extend it to us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Man, you gotta. Yeah, you're gonna be a great president.
I'm gonna be the best president.
Salia, what do you think you're gonna do then? How you think you're gonna fix like time and
God, I don't know. There's not enough time in the day.
How are you gonna fix time?
How am I gonna invent a time machine?
As a whole person, how are you gonna fix time?
I just need to find a little time. You know, I need to either get up early and just
write.
Yeah, to write. Yeah.
Do you do that? Can you just write?
No, it's hard for me. I have to be in an
inspired like mood.
You
right?
know what it is? I'll do that thing where I'm like, I have to have everything in its place, you know, and everything's
that's an excuse.
Clean.
Yeah,
and it's an
excuse.
I'm just procrastinating,
right, yeah.
And then it's impossible to do that now. It's just like I have to embrace something's going to be chaos. Yeah.
I can't sit down and write without an idea already in my head. I can't just be like I'm plopping down and writing for 4 years. I need to have like some germ of an idea.
Because if you force it, it's like...
Yeah, I can't force those.
Yeah, that's tough
trash,
going.
Right?
Yeah,
for sure. I have a lot of ideas now, but that's kind of a problem too, because then I don't know which thing to focus on, so I'm in every different direction, and then that overwhelms me. So I feel
are your ideas like more like joke writing or like more like script writing?
Well, I think there's some script writing stuff in there, but also I want to write
novels.
Yeah, I want to write nonfiction, like memoir type, but I don't, you know.
Nice.
I don't want to write a memoir because that sounds pretentious.
Like,
I
kind of
want to. I don't know.
You lived a long life.
Yeah.
Not that long.
Really?
Not that long. But you know
you
what
live
I mean.
You lived a longer life.
I have lived a longer life. Very true. Yeah. Very true. But you know what I mean. You
There's
lived
a
like
of,
a. Yeah. You've done a lot of.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Just,
you've been
I
to
mean,
Amsterdam and London.
One time.
It's a book.
Smoking it up.
Yeah. There's well, I don't know what thing to focus on. You know what I mean? It seems like it needs some kind of focus.
People
and so
write
I get...
bullshit memoirs all the time and they get like, you know, that guy, Dave Eggert, you know that guy? He wrote...
I don't know him, but...
I've
heard of him, yeah.
Yeah,
he wrote a heartbreaking work of a staggering genius. And it was like a memoir slash fictionalized memoir. And
that's
it was just
what
like,
I want to do, a fictionalized.
Yeah, so it was like certain aspects of his life, but it was just like him being sad and shit. So
yeah, I would write...
Yeah, it's like an emo.
Emo?
I want to write a
trademark.
Fictionalized emoir. That's
emoir.
Good.
Emo memoir.
I thought emu, and then I realized what you said.
Emoir.
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 But it's like more narrative stuff or more bits.
Well, I want to write a fictionalized memoir because I don't have a good memory. So, and you know, if you write nonfiction and it's like creative nonfiction and it's not true, like 100%, then that's bad. Like people get upset. Like that guy that wrote A Million Little Pieces.
Oh, James.
A long time. Yeah.
Something.
Forever ago.
Yeah.
James, he got in trouble?
James. Yeah.
Spy. Oprah. Yeah, because it was, because Oprah recommended it and he had embellished a lot of his life. Because it wasn't true. I wouldn't do that, but I would like not, you know, I make things prettier than I realize that they happen. So I have these like impressions of things that happen that aren't probably aren't that accurate. Yeah. So.
But isn't there a way to get away with that? Did he have to give back the money? He got to keep the money, right? Just Oprah got mad at him.
Yeah, he just got shamed publicly.
Yeah, and he probably can't write anything again.
Oh, that's
sucks. You have to keep the
can't
money.
Can't write anything.
But also he made up like a lot of shit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He exaggerated the stuff that happened in his life. I think he was like saying that he got, was on drugs and got arrested and like most of it wasn't true or something. Mm. That might be wrong. So I didn't read the book. I was gonna, but then I was like, it's a lie.
And he heard he lied.
Yeah.
It's like,
he lost out on money. Leo was gonna get the book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe it would have been a good work of fiction though, you know?
I feel like that's the hardest thing to do is write a book. In a creative space and all the creative outlets, I think writing a book is like the hardest.
It's hard to finish a book for sure. I did that. I did write
a book.
You wrote
a book, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wrote two books.
You wrote two?
Mm-hmm. I wrote three books, actually. Oh. I just remembered I wrote three.
I just know about the...
Like fiction?
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that was a fictionalized version of my life. One of them was. But the one that I like was that, yeah. A fictionalized version of my life.
You gonna drop them? You gonna drop those albums?
Well, I mean, it was so... Well, not two of them are ridiculous. One of them is I like, but...
How do you know they're ridiculous?
You gotta write.
You feel like they're ridiculous? Have you let other people read them?
No.
Okay. But sometimes,
You
go back and you realize, oh, this is bad.
But you have to be a little bit self-aware,
Leah's
though.
Leah's a samurai, though. Like, Leah... I've seen Leah have great sets, and, like, she maybe fumbled on a word, and she's like, ah! You know, like,
I am a perfectionist.
Yeah, yeah.
Psychotically so, yes. That's
so
true. Yeah. But...
What? Just the way you said that, we gotta get a camera. So am I. Got like three peanuts in his hand. So am I. With a stain on my sweatpants. So am I.
Remember when I walked in the workout room, I had like a Band-Aid and a big ass joint on the side of my ear? And then Katie French was like, just the king. The king.
Was it the same Band-Aid you had when you were recording?
Oh my God. Yeah. We just saw that Band-Aid. That Band-Aid was so huge. Tim was here.
What happened to your head?
That big ass Band-Aid.
All right, so.
He had the tiniest, the tiniest little scar on his hand, like a little pimple scar.
Why did you do
super
that?
Small. And he had this big
tampon. You're like, how do I not draw attention to this?
It's just the hugest Band-Aid.
I was at Meredith, Doug's wife, was like, oh, what happened to your head? I was like, I had this huge pimple, and she just walked away. I was like, why do people walk away when I say that?
Because you got a diaper on your head.
That's so dramatic. What were you thinking when you did that?
It was the only Band-Aid I had.
Exactly.
And I didn't want to go to like a store.
Why did you need to use the Band-Aid? Was it like a gushing wound?
It was like pussing a little. It was like glistening.
You were just self-conscious about it?
And yeah.
But he put a rag on his head.
Yeah, exactly.
At least I didn't lie.
Why did you just put like a hat on or something.
Like a bonnet?
I don't know.
Like
Aunt
Jemima bonnet.
Tupac bandanas. That'd be hilarious.
What are you going as for Halloween?
Oh, I'm going as Radio Raheem.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
From Do the Right Thing? He's a black dude that died in Do the Right Thing. And he
I
had
saw
these
that
like
and I don't remember it.
The rings.
Yeah, like love and hate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the big
bomb-ass face.
Is it not going to be Mookie?
Bill Nunn.
God.
He just died recently.
No, that's good, though.
I got to get like a flat top wig. That's the only thing. Yo, Yasser, you know Yasser.
Yeah.
Yasser got cornrows.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. I was like,
I thought he didn't have hair.
I thought so, too.
That's so surprising.
I saw a picture. He posted a picture on Twitter, and he had like a hat. With like hair coming out the back, and I was like, what the fuck is that? Right? Then he posted a picture today to Curtis Cook, and I saw like a braid, and I was like, "What the fuck? You got cornrows?"
Was he bald before or something?
Oh yeah, I thought he was in the bald club,
like always.
Yeah. And now he got this motherfucker got.
No. But how did he go from bald to all hair without anybody noticing?
I don't know how he did it.
Mm-hmm. Technology, baby. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I tweeted back. I was like, I didn't know you could do that.
I would.
Oh man.
That's the reason I'm not cutting my hair now. I was like, just in case I do go bald, I want one last.
Oh man, hurrah. You'll be fine.
I know.
Is it that big a deal?
Fucking asshole. No, it's not that big of a deal. I don't think that's true. It is a big deal.
Yeah,
it's a big deal for
is
people.
Is it bigger
that don't
than having like a big nose? Like I have a big nose.
No, your nose is fine.
Don't even. Oh, okay. You know what? I didn't say it was not fine. I'm just like, I'm pretty sure it's indisputable that I have a big nose. Everybody does it. They're like, you have a tiny nose. You have like, I can barely see it. It's like not even there. I'm like, this girl walked in and I was like, where's her nose?
Yo, when people do that note, when they go,
it's fine.
I know it's fine. I know it's fine. But
it's true. I do have a large nose. It's indisputable.
Yeah, but. I don't think it's as big as like everybody goes at it as. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know, dude. But is it like that where you're like just self-conscious about it because people make fun of you for it, or you feel weird about it? Like, what is it?
I think for the hair thing, I think like for dudes that don't look like all right with a bald head or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it might be rough for them.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, yeah, I don't understand why everyone just doesn't do what
shave
you
it
do
all
yeah
off, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe you have a better head than most people because you look good.
Well, thank you, Liam. Yeah, you look good too. I like your nose.
Well, thanks.
Greg.
No one said you look good.
Yeah, no one said you look good, Brad.
We don't, you know, you don't. We don't have to say self-evident things.
Where's that bump on your head?
It's called beauty mark.
No problem to start.
Okay, whatever. At least his hair grown out of it.
How's Issa?
She's good. How She's is really, life? Really good.
How is like full? You know. Yeah.
It's weird because
I should bring on stage with you.
Yeah, I have a baby, but I don't feel different. I feel like myself with a baby, you know, okay, instead of
like you're like a mother now.
Yeah, I don't feel like a mom or you know.
You're not gonna be one of those moms like I don't curse.
No, me.
I hate those parents who like they become parents like I'm like the person that you knew is like, oh, remember the time I helped you know. You like not die of alcohol poisoning, and now I can't curse in front of you.
Yeah,
remember
no
how to like take you in the shower so you couldn't die?
To me, that's worse. If I was like that big of a hypocrite raising human, like that's worse to me. You know, I'll just have to say fuck and get her not to say it until she's older. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
Issa's gonna be hella smart too.
Yeah, I hope so. She seems like she will be for sure. I mean, she's already, I don't know, everybody thinks that about their baby, but she's already seems like she's ready to, she seems like she's ready to do stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like she's
about
like,
to write a novel?
Yeah. She's like frustrated that she can't do everything yet. That's when she gets like the most fussy, when she's like, I want to sit up or I want to, like she's working her core. She's like trying to sit up a lot.
Just a helpless person.
Imagine
those are athletic parents, super smart.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
She's tall. She's for a baby, for a 3-month-old baby. She's in the 98th percentile.
Do they do that thing where they?
She's dunking
predict
already.
Mm-hmm.
Did they predict how tall she'll be? They do that?
No, it was just they just literally measured her.
But they can do that, right?
She's taller than most. I don't know.
I remember mixing like maybe was that in Gattaca?
Can they do?
Great movie. You seen Gattaca?
No.
Jude Law, really good movie.
I remember it. I just haven't seen. I haven't seen a lot of movies though. Like a lot of movies that most people have seen. I haven't seen Godfather. Any of them.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah. See.
Sosa hasn't like seen you down.
What sat me down and forced me to watch them?
That's like you know.
It's a good movie.
We're going to be together forever. You might as well watch The Greatest Thing Ever.
Well, he likes Goodfellas better.
Goodfellas.
I did watch that, though.
Great.
Yeah, that's a good one. But Godfather's is like, it's nothing better than The Godfather.
Godfather's good. It's just all right. All right.
It's I just feel like thing. I get Cobra. It now, you know? Yeah. I don't want to watch it now because I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
Because you've seen so many references and blah, blah, blah. But it's a perfectly, despite the racism.
All the New York dudes, it's just.
Really?
I'm barely a New York dude. I'm more of a Miami guy.
Well, you're a New York dude.
Whatever.
I love your origin story.
I love the cinema.
Okay, Coppola.
I had never seen Star Wars for a very long time. And then my ex-boyfriend, my boyfriend at the time, he was like, we're all going to watch it. And all my friends in Oklahoma, you know, were like, it was like a big deal for them that I was finally watching it. And they all came over and they were such fucking nerds about it. Like they kept shouting things out in the middle of it and be like, this is the thing or this thing, you know, and like all this background stuff. And I was like, I hate you all. I hate this movie. They ruined the whole thing. They really did. They were just yelling things the whole time and trying to one-up each other on their Star Wars knowledge. So I watched that, and then I watched part of the second one, and I was like, I can't anymore.
All right, okay. So no, Return of the Jedi. Good for you.
No.
Good for you. You don't buckle over pressure. No. That's a lot of pressure.
I'm like that with Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
I right. check out. I'm just like, all right, this.
I did watch those.
I can't.
But it's pretty. I don't, you know. Yeah, it is pretty.
Pretty movies.
Sure.
It's good to fall asleep too.
There's
that's
little,
that's great true. Movie to that's fall also too. True. Any like, movie to me though, I'm like,
there's a little
five
guy
minutes
in that
I'm
movie.
Out.
There's a little guy in that movie.
You mean all the dwarves?
Yeah.
Whoa!
A little guy.
Leah, can you tell us two things? Can you tell us one thing that you're inspired by right now, and also can you let the people know your social media? So people can find you on the interwebs.
So they can see all of my baby dog pics.
Yeah.
Baby and dog
pics. You got to have her on stage with you. You going to bring her to workout room?
No. Thank you.
Why did you guys say that was a bad idea?
Yeah, it is a bad idea.
All right, now think about it.
I'll bring her there like to hang out.
It's not a Disney baby.
I got to bring her up on stage.
I got to stop saying the first things.
Simba?
Yeah, I know, right? No.
I got to stop saying the first things.
So you can say whatever you want, man.
No, you can say it. Yeah. I'm just like, no. Dumb.
Jesus. I don't want you to say that.
What were you going to say?
God,
I saw that face.
No, I'm trying to be on SNL in the future, so don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, you might need to say it then. Dun-dun-dun.
I'm on Instagram at Leah KJ, KAYJAY.
What you inspired by?
Oh, was I supposed to? I'm inspired by my family.
Yeah.
And I know that's.
No, that's perfect.
But I have. Yeah. It makes me want to.
Throw up? I'm sorry, don't say the first thing. You said, she looked like you wanted to.
You said grow up at first, and then I realized.
Your face was like, family?
No, because I knew it was.
She thinks it's maybe corny or something, but it's not.
It is.
Not.
Right. It is kind of corny.
It's not corny. It's beautiful.
It's
beautiful.
Family!
Love you guys.
They make me want to do right by them and me.
Oh, that's good.
That's great.
Like, I thought I would be, like, more apt to not worry about myself even more. Like, usually I don't really think about myself that much. And I was worried that I would just be completely lost. But now I'm kind of like, no, I want to be an example for my daughter so she can see that I did all the things that I wanted to do.
Nice.
That's corny. I know.
No, it's not corny. Yeah. It's fucking corny. Beautiful. And we love you, Leah. We're glad you're here.
Oh, thanks for
happy
having
for
me.
You
I love
and
you
your
guys
family.
Too.
This is great. And one more time for your social media.
Yeah, I'm at Leah KJ, KAYJAY on Twitter and Instagram. Also follow at Sassholes Show because JD and I just made a second season and we're dropping it in 2 weeks.
Fuck
the first episode.
Hell yeah.
So
Brad, where can the people find you? On the interwebs?
Classic Bradless on Instagram. And I dropped the Young, and it's just Oxy content.
Oh, nice.
Now.
Look at you all
better.
Grown up.
Yeah, I'm just.
Old Oxy content.
Look at that.
Why is Oxy content?
Just Oxy content.
It's just Oxy content.
Not young no more.
It's not, you know, I'm not young. These bones creak.
Oxy content. You guys can find me at Greg the Grouch on Twitter and Greg Comedy on Instagram. Greg Edwards art, you can check that out too. Please follow Leah KJ, hilarious. Go to her shows when she's back out.
When I'm back on.
Yeah, yeah. Once you're back out, girl, you just had a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a new family. Yeah. Got to do a thing. Support Leah. Put some positive energy.
Check out Sassholes.
Check out Sassholes.
Shout out Jenny.
Oh, shout out to JD.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Jeff
Soon. You know she's listening.
We love you.
Yeah. We miss
Jenny
you.
Jenny was like the original producer. We love you so much. Thank you guys for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you guys next time. Peace.